This is the Seahawk Show, an official podcast of FanSided's 12th Man Rising, with hosts Kevin Daggett and 12th Man Rising co-expert Lee Vowell. The show that breaks down all the latest Seahawks news. The guys thank you in advance for listening. Go Hawks!
We now welcome to the program Naz Jones, the third round draft pick for the Seahawks out of the University of North Carolina. Naz, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
No problem. Naz, I just want to get started. I'm guest hosting today, and I'm from New York. So when I initially saw your name, and I started thinking about a top three rapper out of Queensbridge Projects, Nasir Jones, right. And I said, I wonder how many times you get hit with that.
I don't get it a lot, but I do know the real rap fans, they always say something about it, so I can always tell who's a big rap fan and who isn't, because they always made the connection.
You got it. So, hey, how's life been since the draft and joining the Seahawks?
Oh, man, life has been great, man. I really have been on a high this whole time, just so happy that I get a chance to be a part of this organization. So I've really just been enjoying it, still conditioning, trying to get ready for rookie minicamp, but just enjoying some time with my family and friends because I'll be gone for a little while. So just getting a chance to my last chance to be with them before I leave has been my main priority.
So I guess my next question is, What expectations have the Seahawks set for you to get ready for the 2017/2018 season?
Basically, just to come in ready to work and just willing to learn from the vet, and just doing whatever it is that they ask of me. They haven't really given me any like numbers or any kind of goals to reach, but just this rookie minicamp is the first little step. Just come in, like I said, ready to work and give it everything I got. And I think we'll set some more goals after that.
Hey, Naz, we're glad to have you as part of the Seahawks team. Glad they drafted you. What are some of your expectations of yourself this year, and how great is the opportunity to come in and be able to learn from players like Michael Bennett and Cliff Averill?
Man, I am so excited to get out there and meet those guys and learn from what they do. I've seen them on TV, and I love the way they pass rush, and I love the way they play. I just love the whole defense plays. But I know how big of a key those guys are, and I really think the team runs off of what they bring to the table. So if I can come in and learn from them and try to put a couple of things that they do into my game, into what I do, then I think I'll be a great part and a great asset to the defense.
Now, there's been a lot of prognosticators who kind of put you in the category to be mostly a run stopper. What would you say to those people who doubt your ability to come in and create an interior rush?
Well, you know, I don't have anything to say to those people. I just got to show them. I know what I'm capable of, and I know how hard I work on pass rush. And so I think I'll be able to come in and be able to prove a lot of people wrong, but at the same time, prove them right, because I am a good run stopper. So I will be able to show up in the run game, and, you know, they shouldn't expect anything coming up the middle if I'm in there.
Yeah, Naz, this is Lee with 12th Man Rising. I appreciate you being on. So you got drafted the same draft as Malik McDowell. Have you had any interaction with him and just as far as moving forward, what you guys expect from each other?
No, I haven't had a lot of contact with him. Me and him were in the same group at the Combine, and I got a chance to see him work there. But aside from that, I haven't really had a chance to talk to him. I know he's busy visiting his family and everything, getting ready for the rookie minicamp like I am. But I'm pretty sure we'll have a great relationship when we get in and get started, you know, both 2D linemen, both rookies. So I'm excited to play with him.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting because you do have rookie minicamp coming up. So what are these last few days like for you? Is it like, oh, Christmas is coming up, and then it's like I've got to fit all this in before that day, or is there anything you're really finishing up before you get started this weekend?
Not really. It's just being, like I said, being with my family and being in my playbook. They sent me the playbook last week, and, you know, they expect me to come in ready to go and not not have to reteach me all of this stuff. So I'm just really just trying to, you know, get everything down pat, get the signals down, and then try to understand as much of it as I can, because it is definitely more complex than my college defense. So I'm just trying to go, directly into it and learn everything so I can, you know, be a part of the defense without them having to second guess whether they're going to put me in or not.
Yeah, I was about to ask you what you thought about the complexity between Carolina, mm-hmm. and by the way, I'm a huge Tar Heels fan, always have been, but what you thought about the complexity between complexity between college and pro. Is it just what you ran at Carolina, or is it just the difference between college and professional football, do you think?
A lot of the plays that we were going to run, it's a lot similar to the one that I ran in college, but it's just a lot of more details and a lot of variations that can change what we do. In college, you know, once you got a play, that's pretty much it. And if an offense goes to something else, then we have a completely different check for it. But it's just like with the NFL playbook, it's like you have a check for that play. You don't just go through a whole new play. So now I got to learn the regular play, learn the checks for that play, and then learn, you know, what takes us to the checks. So that's just been, you know, the hardest part about learning this defense. But it's not hard at all. It just takes a while.
Yeah, understandable. So, of course, when you were 16, you had complex regional pain syndrome and were unable to walk. So what was that like? Obviously, for somebody who's never had that experience, I mean, it sounds horrific, but you were able to overcome that. So what was it like then, and how much does it motivate you not only as a football player but just in life in general?
It was a crazy experience because, you know, that's definitely something I had never experienced before. But I really had a group of great doctors and nurses when I was at the UNC Children's Hospital. So they really made the transition for me and therapy to be really easy. So really it was just whether if I came ready to work and ready to, you know, give them my full attention about, you know, what we were doing for that day. It was, like I said, it was different, but it wasn't too hard. Of course, looking back on it, it was, you know, hard doing that at home. But like I said, man, I'm just super excited. And, I just can't wait to get to Seattle.
Yeah, we can't wait for you either. We need you on that defensive line interior. So, final question I have for you. You've done work with Made Men. What are some of the best moments you've had being involved with that charity?
Some of the best moments? I would say it's actually a few of them because, we've only been going for a year now, but, you know, we kind of hit the ground running, so. The first thing was one of the kids that we mentored, his name was Darren Mallory, and he got diagnosed with cancer about a year ago. And I think being able to be there with him while he was in the hospital and, you know, just sending messages from time to time and see his progress to getting back healthy, I think that's been one of the main things because, you know, he said to us, you know, he won't stop thinking of for everything that we've done for him, which, you know, we didn't really do a lot besides, you know, be there for him and gave him a signed football. And, you know, that's pretty much it besides the little motivational messages and stuff throughout the time he was there at the hospital. So I think seeing him get better and, you know, get back to school and get back to playing sports and stuff again, I think that was definitely the biggest one. And then after that, it was we had a 3-on-3 basketball tournament Labor Day weekend last year, and I gave away a bike. It wasn't my initial thought to give away a bike, but one of the teachers at the school that he went to reached out to me and, you know, just told me about his story. And he had been through a lot of stuff, you know, as a child. And, you know, he walked to school every day, you know, from practice, never really had a ride. So being able to give him that bike, being financially able, you know, enough to give him that bike and, you know, see him, you know, almost drop a tear, you know, just from getting the bike. It was, you know, really heartwarming, and it really made what we do worth it. So, you know, we live for stories like that, and we really appreciate when the guys appreciate what we do for them. So, you know, we just work with a lot of really good young men, so I'm excited to keep it going.
Hey, Naz, this is Ted in New York. I do a bunch of things on the side with, you know, working with youth and working with young men and all the above. So I'm definitely going to want to catch up with you, but if we wanted to support Made Men Mentoring, what do we do? How do we get to the site? So how do we contribute?
So we have a GoFundMe page. You can find that on our Twitter. So our Twitter is Made_Mentoring. You can find us on Instagram at May_Mentor. And then we also have a website, mainmentoring.com. So you can pretty much reach us at any of those, and find the GoFundMe or find a donation button anywhere on the website and anything like that. And so we have merchandise coming soon. If you guys want to get a T-shirt, wristbands, hats, and all that stuff, a lot of that stuff is coming soon. And, you know, if that's how you guys want to contribute or if you just want to make monetary donations, you can, like I said, always hit the donate button on the website.
Well, Naz, we definitely want to thank you for inspiring us today. And also, we wish you nothing but the best this upcoming season. And I think that's about it. We want to thank you so much for taking a few minutes out of your day today to join us.
Man, I appreciate you guys having me on. I know you guys are busy getting everybody in, so I appreciate you guys for giving me a talk.
Naz, thanks so much. That's Naz Jones,
no
folks.
No problem.